Well, good morning, everybody. On this last day of Christmas, we have the beautiful feast day today of the baptism of the Lord, and offers us an opportunity to reflect on the importance of baptism. Jesus, of course, in our gospel is getting baptized, and John says, Why? Because you're God, and I'm just John. Like, why do you want me to baptize you? You don't need it. I'm a nobody and all these things. And he did it to give us an example, but also to sanctify the waters that you and I are baptized into. And so I was just kind of thinking, though, about, like, what are three things that baptism does for us, that God does through baptism for us? And they all start with the letter I, so easy to remember. God immerses us, God imprints his name on our souls, and God incorporates us into his life. So the first thing is that he immerses us. And now this is kind of funny because I don't normally remember my dreams, but I had a very odd dream about 5 days ago, and that I actually do remember. I woke up in the middle of it. I was swimming in an ocean, and out of nowhere, it was a beautiful day, you know, and it was very nice, and out of nowhere, I look over, and there's a wave, like, as tall as the Sears Tower, like, a wave the bigger than you've ever seen a wave, and I go, oh my gosh, like, this isn't going to be good, and so I take a deep old breath, and I thought, I'll just ride it out, this is what's going on in my dream, and so I take a deep breath, And the wave, sure enough, it comes, and all of a sudden I'm like immersed in this thing, and I was basically drowning, and then I woke up. And I go, well, that can't be good, you know. But then, have you ever had it? Because it's only happened to me maybe one other time in my whole life where you have a dream in a subsequent night, and that's what happened for me, was that two nights later, I'm sleeping and I get into that same dream, and my dream that night picks up where that one left off. And what happened in the second night, or chapter two of this saga, was that I turned into some kind of a weird sea creature. And it was a very odd looking sea creature. But I was, and all of a sudden, like, I'm just like loving it in there. And I'm like, I never want to go back. You know, and I just want to stay down here, and I was meeting all these fish and all these other things, and it was a very interesting experience. But it's like, man, this is wild. And I thought, Lord, thank you for that dream, because that's baptism. Baptism is we are immersed in the divine life. We are immersed in this, and we enter into this river of salvation, which comes from the very sacred heart of Jesus. And we're just like immersed in it. And at first it might be kind of scary to be living the divine life like that. But then it's like, oh my gosh, this is the real life. This is the real life. And I never want to go out of it. And our job, you know, because, like, baptism, it doesn't just give us a new start. It does. And that's why, like, all of our wonderful folks in OCIA who are preparing to be baptized at Easter time, like, there will be the scrutinies. There's all these things of, like, are you really sure? Because you have to leave the world that you know behind. To live the Christ life, you got to, like, it's a whole different thing. It's a new start. It's a new beginning. It's a new identity. It's a new world, but it's a new nature. You become like a son of a hippopotamus is a hippopotamus. A son of an octopus is an octopus. A son of God becomes a sharer in the divine life. And you and I are sons and daughters of God in Christ. Because Jesus is the only son of God. So you and I are only sons and daughters of God in as much as we are in him. You see, but the divine life, it just flows in. One time Pope Francis, he was doing baptisms a few years ago on this feast day. The Pope always does a bunch of baptisms in Rome. And Pope Francis, he's like, in the middle of the baptism, he said, everybody put your phones away. You don't want to miss what's happening here and be distracted on there. Because the divine life is about to enter into these children. And they're about to become sons and daughters of God. Their nature is about to change. So you and I who are baptized, our duty, our responsibility, our joy, our holiness is to stay immersed in those waters, in this flow of grace by prayer, by sacramental life, by faithful mass attendance, of course, by just daily the life of the Lord, and to stay immersed. A lot of people live their whole lives with Jesus in the shallow end, or they're sitting on the riverbank. But the beauty of God is there's always more. It's to go all in. That's where the life is. To go all in with the good Lord. And so the first thing that Jesus does in our baptism is he immerses us in the divine life. The second thing he does is that he imprints his name on our souls. We're stamped. This one belongs to me. That's what God says at every single baptism. This one belongs to me. And in that way, we have an indelible mark, irremovable. It can't be washed away. It can't be undone. We are forever the beloved sons and daughters of God. Beloved. We can own that belovedness of the Lord. And we're stamped. It's like, you belong to me. And our duty on this is, we gotta live like someone who bears Christ's mark. You know, the parents, godparents, and the priests, we make the sign of the cross on the forehead of the kid getting baptized. And for adults too, when they get baptized. And that's to show what's going on in the soul, is this indelible mark. And we gotta live like people who are marked and claimed for Christ. And that's where, you know, Lumen Gentium, document of the Second Vatican Council, so beautifully said, it's not just for priests and nuns. It's all of us to be out there being like, I'm claimed by the Lord. You know, and a good example, I'm very happy with IU. Praise the Lord. And Fernando Mendoza is living this. I mean, you watch him. He's making the sign of the cross and in the middle of the field. And he's like, all glory to God all the time. They said, what music do you listen to jam out before a game? He says, I don't listen to music. I pray. Boom. Like, he's marked and he's owning it. Wherever we are, whether we're on a football field, in a classroom, in a work, whatever, wherever, we own it. We're marked. And we got to live it. If I owned an ice cream truck, Father Mike's Ice Cream, it's a dream of mine. But anyway, and I would be very careful about the people that I employ at Father Mike's Ice Cream Truck. Because I would want them to act and comport themselves like people who would be working at Father Mike's Ice Cream Truck. I would want them to be, I wouldn't want them looking like a bunch of hooligans, you know? I would want them to be like, this is quality, you know? Like, this is the Lord. We're stamped, we're marked, we got to live it to that integrity, that identity. The third thing the good Lord does for us in baptism, he incorporates us. He incorporates us into himself. And this is a big thing. Because yes, we're supposed to be disciples of the Lord, but Jesus says that ain't enough. Abide in me, I abide in you. So what happens at baptism and in all of the sacraments is that here's you, here's Jesus, this. We're brought together, we're incorporated, we become part of his body. And that's why I know it comes from a good place, but I really don't like that thing of what would Jesus do? Because it's in the subjunctive. It's like, well, if there were a Jesus here, what would he want me to do? There is a Jesus here. And not only is there a Jesus here, but I belong to him and so do you and so do all of us. And so the question ultimately is, Lord, what do you want to do through me? Because I belong to you. I'm a part, like, what do you want to do through me? I'm a humble part of your body. What do you want to do? And you see, that's a very different question. What if there was a Jesus? What would he want me?
Terrible.
What were incorporated into his life. And it's also not just me and Jesus. It's I'm incorporated into his whole body, the whole church, which is why the good Lord says, if you got a beef with your brother, fix it before you come to the altar, because we're family and the body has to get along. The body has to be on the same page, in the same direction, in the same way. Now, it's kind of paradoxical that all three of these things I'm talking about, how God immerses us, he imprints us, and he incorporates us, that they start with the letter I. Because in baptism, the old I has to die. The old I of our fallen nature has to die. That's why original sin goes away in baptism. The old I goes away. Listen to Romans here, chapter 6. It says here, we are buried with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. So that we die to our old self, the Adam and the Eve and the fallen and all that stuff, and then we live a new life in the good Lord. And then Galatians, last thing I want to tell you, Galatians chapter 2. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. That's baptism. That's all the sacraments. But especially it begins with baptism. It is Christ who lives in me. This is why it's so important for parents to have their babies baptized right away. We want the baby to belong to Jesus right away, to be incorporated, immersed, imprinted, to live the Christ life. And don't you see, this is what then begins to happen, is that you and I become little Jesuses wherever we go. And we bring the light and the love of heaven in this world that so really, really desperately needs it. So let's pray to live our baptism generously and faithfully. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.